Matthew chapter number 11 this morning. We live in a difficult time today. A tremendous time of unrest, confusion in the minds and the hearts of many people. It seems like folks go after money and fame to make themselves feel that they've reached their pinnacle in life. But then we find that many of these folks who have money and fame find that they didn't find the answer in money and in fame. And they can't find an answer anywhere. And even as we saw this week in the case of Robin Williams, a man who takes his own life because he just doesn't know what else to do. I'm not going to judge Mr. Williams or say why he did or why he didn't do. I don't know. In fact, nobody knows except Mr. Williams himself. And he's not here to tell us why he did what he did. And so I got to thinking as I went through this week about rest. Rest. So I want to speak to you on the subject this morning, rest for the rested. Rest for the rested. Matthew chapter 11, we'll start with verse number 28. Let's all stand, if you would, please, in reverence and respect to the Word of God. We're going to read verse 28, 29, and verse number 30, and then we'll pray and go to the preaching. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Rest for the rested. Father, thank you for what we're about to learn. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you'd meet with us and teach us the truth of your word and help us to apply it to our life as we go through day by day unrest in our life, that we would have rest. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Jesus said during his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Then he turns and he addresses the people who just got that rest. And he says in verse 29, now here's something else. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." What this amounts to then is there's two types of rest. There's a rest which God invites the unsaved to be saved. And there's a rest to which God invites the rested, those who've been rested in salvation. Now he has an additional rest for us. So we see a rest, then, for the rested. We'll talk about rest for the weary, but God says, "Come ye that are weary, and ye find rest." But then we read that he has something additional to that, rest for the rested. Now the Bible is written, all the Bible is written to these two different rests. The entire Bible, every word in the Bible is written either to offer rest to the unsaved or rest to those who are saved. 90% of the Bible is not written to the unsaved. 90% of the Bible is written not to invite the unconverted to rest from their heavy laden and be converted, to have their weariness taken away. 90% of the Bible is written to God's people, that's you and me. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. 90% of the Bible is written to those who are being invited by God to rest in the rest that they already have for an additional rest to their resting. Now this morning, I think if we listen carefully to my rested for the rested, we might learn something that we could apply to our lives that would help us. And I know that there's something here for the world to learn about Jesus Christ. There are, in the first place, there the first rest is come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now this rest is the rest of salvation. This is the rest that you get when you're saved. And I want you to notice, as I go through this, I'm going to give you four things about rest we're going to learn this morning. Four things that we'll learn. Number one, there is a way to have rest. There is a way to have rest. Jesus says, come unto me. That's it. We need to come to Jesus. Come unto me. Come means to leave something that you're doing and come to a different direction. You're advancing one direction. Now I want you to come over here and advance into this direction. So God looks at the world and He looks at the people of the world. And He says, hey, you're going the wrong way. Come unto me. Hey, come over here. I'll give you rest. Hey, over here, buddy. This way, this way. That's what God's telling us here. He's saying, I've got something that the world doesn't understand. The world's going the wrong direction. Broad is the path that leads to destruction, the Bible says. Narrow is the way. And so that way is narrow, not because it's a hard way. It's a narrow way because most folks don't recognize it. So God's saying to the world, hey, come unto me. Come over here. I've got something for you. Hey, listen, are you weary? Do you want some rest? Are you labored and worn down by your labor? Come over here, He says. I've got something for you. That means you need to leave what you're doing, which is what our sin is, and then go over to Him. It means to leave the old life. It means to leave the old ways. It means to leave the old paths and come to Christ. That is salvation. You can add anything that you want to it. You can add good works, but you don't need to. You can add church membership, but you don't need to. You can add baptism, but you don't need to. The simple way of salvation is simply to come to Christ. When I come to Jesus Christ by faith and trust Him, He gives me rest for those of us who are weary. He did not say come to church. He did not say come unto good works. He didn't say come unto the communion table. He didn't say come unto the baptistry. He said come unto me. That's what He said. Because Jesus is the one that has the rest. Now, it's good to be baptized. It's good to go to church. It's good to do good works. It's good to go to the Lord's table or communion. But none of those things are going to Jesus. Come unto me, He said. Now, that implies a three simple word statement, ladies and gentlemen. It means we need to leave where we're going and go to Jesus Christ. You and I, a sinner, come to Jesus Christ, the Savior, and you go to heaven when you die because you say, Jesus, I can't save myself, I'm depending on you. Jesus said in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So God has made a very simple form of salvation. You say, Brother Marco, that sounds so easy. Well, I didn't make it at all, so I didn't make it easy. God made it easy. God made it so easy even a child could understand that Jesus offers salvation to anyone who's willing to come unto Him. Come unto me, He says. God made it easy. I'll just tell you how God made it easy. He said, three words, come unto me. This morning, if you don't know you're going to heaven, then you need to come to Jesus. Salvation is not in the church. It's not in a glass of juice for the Lord's Supper. It's not in the baptistry water. It's not in good deeds. Salvation is in the person of Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, and His resurrection for your death, your burial, and your resurrection. And we come to Jesus, we accept His payment for sin, and that's just how simple salvation is. It's not hard. Salvation is in a person. That person is in Jesus Christ. Jesus saves. If we do not come to Jesus, we do not get saved. Number two, God has a scope to that rest. God has a scope to that rest. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So He's saying, hey, listen, there's a whole crowd out there. You're burdened, you're heavy laden. You've labored and you've tried everything you know how to try, and nothing seems to give you any rest. Nothing gives you any peace. So come to me. I like that. All rich, come to Jesus. All poor, come to Jesus. All learned, come to Jesus. All illiterate, come to Jesus. All important, come to Jesus. All unimportant, come to Jesus. All kings, come to Jesus. All slaves, come to Jesus. It's for everybody. It's not just for one person or one type of person or another type of person. It's for anyone. It doesn't matter how poor you are. You can come the same way the rich man comes. It doesn't matter how many degrees you may have. You come the same way that the ignorant man comes. It doesn't matter how ignorant you are. You come the same way that the educated man comes. It doesn't matter how mighty you are. You come the same way as a weak person would come. It doesn't matter how weak you are. You come the same way as a mighty person would come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. So God's calling everyone to Him. He has a rest for every person in every situation and every walk of life. The third thing we learned. Boy, we're going pretty quick, aren't we? But hold on. Now we're starting to get into the meat of the message. Number three. He tells us it's a gift. I will give you rest. God has a gift for those that will come to Him. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. God has a gift. That gift He gives you is salvation or rest. Rest for a weary soul. The rest for the unsaved is a gift. The gift of eternal rest in heaven with our Lord. All sin is completely paid for, and all the responsibility of that sin is completely covered as a gift for humanity who will come to Him. Anyone. Come all. Notice I like that word. Small little word. Three letters. A-L-L. He's calling everyone. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. This is the only peace that we can get. That's the only peace that we want from God. The only peace that we can obtain is the peace that God offers in resting with Him. For many people, that's all they are looking for. All they want is that rest. Yet God has much more for us. Folks will get saved, and that's wonderful. Everybody ought to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. I'm happy when anyone receives Christ as Savior. I'm thrilled when anyone receives Christ as Savior. But have you ever wondered, seen someone receive Christ as Savior, and then later on you see them doing some kind of wrong, and you go, I thought they were saved. Well, all they were looking for was that rest, and that's all some folks come for. They're still saved. Heaven's still their home. But they still haven't gotten that second rest. They got that first rest. The peace that knows your sin's covered. The world is looking for something more. They're looking for that second peace. That second rest. Why is our world in such a mess right now? Man, I'm telling you, there's unrest all over the world in every walk of life. In the United States right now, we've got some terrible unrest going on in Missouri. There's unrest over in the Middle East with Israel and Hamas. There's unrest with ISIS, who's trying to take over the eastern part of the world. There's unrest in Russia. There's unrest in Ukraine. There's unrest all over the world today. Why? What's people looking for? What's the one word we hear all the time? Peace. Let's have some peace. Yet the world knows no peace because it doesn't recognize God's rest that God offers. The world's looking for something better. They are looking for something more. They'll look in drugs and they can't find it there. They'll look in intoxication, but they can't find it there. They'll look at it for it in wild living, but they can't find it there. They're looking for something better that God has for us. But really, it depends on you and I. Because there's some steps that God has given to us. First, peace is free. It's a gift. That first rest is a gift. But that God has, He wants to give to us. That second rest is for us to take in our action. Which brings me to number four. When talking about rest for the saved, He says, learn of me, and ye shall find rest. Learn of me, and ye shall find rest. In verse 28, He comes and He says, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you salvation. But after that, you get that gift from God, then you can find a second rest that the world does not have an option to receive. The world cannot go and get it. The world cannot obtain it. You cannot find it in the things of the world. It only comes from God to those that are His. You have to do some work to get that second one. The first one's free. The second one is earned. The first one's a gift. The second one is found. The first one you take. The second one you learn. The second rest comes to those of us who are saved who learn of Him. Salvation is easy. Salvation is free. Salvation was accomplished by Jesus Christ and has nothing to do with you or me. But the second rest now that He offers to His children can only come when we come to Him. Let me illustrate. Let's suppose that Brother Sears comes to me, and he says, "Good morning, Pastor." And I say, "Hi, how you doing?" He says, I got a box for you here. I want to give you a box." And so, it's a gift. And I say, "What is it?" And he said, "Well, it's a box." And you open it up, you find out what it is. It's a free gift. I open it up and it's filled with $100 bills. "Oh my goodness, Brother Sears, what are you giving me such a wonderful gift for? You shouldn't be doing this. You need to use it for..." "No, Brother Marco, preacher, it's a gift for you. I just want to give it to you. It was mine. I have what I want. I want to give you this box of $100 bills. "Well, first of all, let me say, I'd be thrilled. And anytime anybody wants to come to me with a box of $100 bills, I'll be happy to receive it. However, reality says that ain't never going to happen. But God says, that's the kind of salvation I have for you. It's filled with all sorts of things. It's riches beyond your belief. It'll give you peace that you don't understand. It'll give you things you never imagined you could obtain. And I'm going to give that all to you as a gift in salvation. I have a great gift for you. It's filled with all sorts of wonders." That's what salvation is. The Bible calls it so great a salvation. It's wonderful. It's unspeakable. It's full of glory. It's full of many wonderful, precious treasures. And it's all yours. And the Lord says to you and I, "Here it is to you free." And we receive it by grace and faith. It becomes ours. That's salvation. But then He says, "I'm not stopping there. I know you live in a world of torment. I know you live in a world of sin. I know you live in the world where there's anguish. I know you live in a world where there's anger. I know that you live in a world of pain. I know you live in a world of suffering. I know you live in a world of sin. I know you live in a world of disease. I know you live in a world of heartache. And so I've got a second rest for you. But you've got to learn about me first to understand that rest I have for you. I've got all sorts of things." So the first rest comes by faith in Jesus Christ. The second rest comes by learning about Him. When I was 37 years ago, I came to that first rest. 37 years ago, I heard preaching. 37 years ago, I walked the aisle of a church like this. I knelt over on this side of the altar. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. 37 years ago, I took that first piece. And 37 years later, I'm still trying to take a bite out of that second piece. That second gift. That second rest. For 37 years, I have tried to learn. I opened the box in salvation 37 years ago and I went, "Wow! This is wonderful! I knew I was on my way to hell. I knew that only Jesus could save me. I knew if I trusted Him, He'd guide me and help me. But then He handed me this other box and He said, 'Now learn of me.'" I said, "Learn of you? Yeah, learn of me." See, the first one, salvation, is a gift. You come, you get rest. It's a gift. It's not a loan. You do not earn it. You do not deserve it. You did not get it because you earned it. You did not get it because you're a good person. You didn't get it because you joined the church. You didn't get it because you turned over a new leaf in your life. You didn't get it because you stopped drinking. You didn't get it because you stopped smoking. You didn't get it because you stopped using the Lord's name in vain. You got it because you came to Jesus and He gave it to you. Boom, it's yours. Yet He says there's more. Let's look again at our reading a little closer. Verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you." Well, wait a minute, you just got rested and He wants to put you to work? When I'm taking up a yoke, that means I'm going to work, is that right? He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." So I want you to go to work and I want you to learn a little bit about me. The more you learn of me, you're going to learn that I'm meek and I'm lowly at heart. And as you do this, you know what you're going to get? You're going to find rest for your souls. So I want you to get into my yoke with me. And I want you to learn about me. And these are the things you're going to learn. And as you learn those about me, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find that second rest that I have for you. You'll find that rest not just for your eternity, but rest for you here, your soul on this earth. Then he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the words learn of me become very important then, don't they? We're going to yoke up with him, not ourselves. Now before, when I was alone, by myself, in sin, unsaved, 37 years ago, I was trying to do everything myself. I was trying to get myself to heaven. I was trying to get myself peace. I was trying to get myself understanding. I was trying to get myself everything that the world had to offer. And I couldn't get myself any of it, because the more I tried to get it, the more it eluded me. And by the way, that's what it does to everybody in the world. But then I took Jesus as my Savior. And he said, that's great. I gave you peace for eternity. Now you have peace between you and the Heavenly Father. There's no more conflict. It's settled. Washed your sins away in the blood of the Lamb. But I've got more for you. Pick up your Bible and read. Learn about me. Go to church. Learn about me. Pray. Walk with me on a daily basis. Learn about me. And you're going to learn that I'm not a mean old man that stands up in heaven, as I said in Sunday school, with a 2x4 in my hand. And every time you do wrong, I go, boom! Hey, wake up, buddy. You're not supposed to do that. Yet, that's what many people think God is like. He doesn't walk around with a baseball bat and keep smacking us every time we do wrong. He's peaceful. He's gentle. He's compassionate. He's filled with love. He provides those things for us. And the more I learn about him and I learn about his ways, and I get away from the things of the world and I get away from the teachings of the world. For 21 years of my life was constantly being fed. My mind was being fed. My heart was being fed. My life was being fed and inundated with all the teachings of the world and the flesh and the devil. And then, 37 years ago, for the very first time, I took Christ as my Savior. When I took Him as my Savior, I didn't know anything about Him. I just knew that He loved me and wanted to take me to heaven. But since then, I've learned a lot. I've learned about His power, His compassion, His heart for every individual. I learned about it doesn't matter to Him what I look like or what I do or how I even behave, that He loves me. I learned that He hears my voice. I learned that I have the right, no matter what's going on in the world, to march right into His throne room and jump up on His lap and tell Him whatever is on my heart. It's funny to me this morning as we prayed. And we prayed for your field and for the rain for this week. Now, that seems silly, but not to our Father. Because my Father cares about that. Brother Dale, He cares about your field. He cares about you getting your crop in. He cares about that. And so when I bring it to Him, it may seem like a silly thing for us here in this world to bring to Him, but it isn't really. I watch my grandchildren jump up into the laps of their moms and dads and ask them for things, and sometimes it's the silliest thing. But they really want it, and they really like to have it, and it doesn't seem like it's of importance. And maybe it costs a dollar. Maybe it costs 50 cents. Maybe it costs a dollar and a half. It seems like you buy them something expensive. They take it out of the box and they play with the box more than they do with the thing that was in that box. Because what seems to be unimportant to us as adults is very important to that child. And what seems to be, we would think would be unimportant to God, I have learned of Him that it is important to Him. What I'm going through, what burden I'm carrying, what load is on me. I loved in Sunday school when Mrs. Redburn said that she had a burden. She took it to the Lord and said, I'm just giving it to you. And I'm going to let you carry it. And he has ever since. And I've had peace ever since. That's exactly what this is talking about. Learning of him. Learning that I can trust him with it. Learning that I can take my burdens to him. He'll guide us. He'll help us. He'll strengthen us. When we take the time to learn, ye shall find rest to your souls. When we take the time to learn of him, he says, take my yoke. So we are going to carry a burden. There are burdens to carry. However, it's never going to be like the burdens we had before. We will either be with the Lord, and he will take the heavy burden, and he will bear that as we work in the yoke along with him. So what burdens do you carry? Well, before I carried them alone. And in the world they were heavy. And in the world they exhausted me. And they were beyond my ability to carry. But the Lord said, hey, come on, yoke up with me. I'm stronger. I'll help you. I'll take care of you. Brother Dale's bigger than I am. He may even be stronger than I am. But I'll tell you what, the two of us together can do more work together as a team than we could do alone by ourselves. Because we're yoking up together as one. And that's the truth with God. We yoke up with him. I can benefit from his strength. I can also benefit from his love and his kindness and his generosity. I'm never alone. So it doesn't depend on my strength. It depends then on his strength. It doesn't depend on what I bring to the table. It depends on what he brings to the table. What does he bring? He says, my burden is easy. My burden is light. He brings peace and rest that only God can provide. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just that easy. It seems silly to most folks, but the question is, what burden do you want to carry? See, just because we're saved and we have rest for eternity doesn't mean we have rest here. He says it's a choice. I'm not going to give you a choice. I've taken care of your eternal. Now let's talk about what's going on here on the earth. It's your choice. If you want to have rest, then yoke up with me. Learn of me. And together we'll take care of these burdens. For my burden is light. My yoke is light. My burdens are light. I don't have to worry. My yoke is easy. It's an easy thing for me. And my burden is light. It's a light thing. So that means my burden is going to be easy. My yoke is going to be light. It's not going to be difficult if I'll just go to him with it and allow him. He said, but the key is that you got to learn of me. And the question is how much time do we take to learn of him? How do we learn about him in our everyday life? Are you ready? It's simple. We just read his word. We read his Bible. The more I read about him, the more I get to understand him. The more I understand him, the more I can trust him. The more I trust him, the more I love him. The more I love him, the more I give to him. The more I give to him, the more I trust him. The more I trust him, the easier the burdens become. And then the yoke is light. And the burdens aren't heavy anymore. Because I trust him. My body, my mind, and all around me keep trying to pull me back to the world. But God says, come on back over here. Read my word. Pray every day. Pray without ceasing. That's what he says. Pray without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, he says, learn of me. Walk with me. Talk with me. Allow me to become a part of your life. And you'll see what I can do for you. So I don't know about you. I need some rest. This world has all sorts of burdens out there. Okay, my eternity's settled. I'm on my way to heaven. It's all set. I'm done. No, God says there's more. I got more for you. I'll help you today. I'll help you right now. I'll help lift that burden. What is the financial burden you're handling? I can help you with it if you just learn with me. Walk with me. Yoke up with me. Because my burden is light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'll take care of you. But you got to learn of me. What is the physical things that you're struggling through right now? He says, come to me. Learn of me. I'll help you about that. I could tell story after story after story. Don't have time for it today. Not going to do it.
of things I've learned in my Christian life. But it's not my life that we want to learn about. It's yours. What is it that you're carrying this morning? What is the burden that is weighing you down? What is the thing that you don't know if you could handle? God says, come learn of me. Yoke up with me. My yoke is easy. You don't have to be alone. My burden's light. I'll take care of you and give you the rest that you're seeking for. Father, thank you for what we've learned today. Lord, I ask that you'd help us.